grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. From the Gospel for this feast of St. Michael and all angels, St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 11, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." On this wonderful feast day of St. Michael and all angels, we give thanks for the holy angels who were created by God in the beginning. So we hear in those wonderful words God addressed to the suffering Job. God says to him, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" The angels are there at the creation. And all through God's older revelation, or as we usually call it, the Old Testament, angels appear as the servants and defenders of God's people. And when the fullness of time had come, the archangel Gabriel was sent by God to the lowly Virgin Mary with the astonishing news that she had been chosen by God to be the mother of his eternal Son. An angel tells her betrothed Joseph that the child to be born of Mary has been conceived by the Holy Spirit, and that he will be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then in the night of Jesus' birth, an angel of the Lord stands before the frightened shepherds in the fields outside the city of Bethlehem with the good news of Jesus' birth. And then a multitude of the heavenly host joins in song to welcome the newborn Savior and Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. That song in which you and I join in this and almost every divine service to welcome this same Savior and Lord as he comes to us, not in the manger at Bethlehem, but in the holy sacrament of his body and blood. An angel warns Joseph to flee from the wrath of King Herod and then to return upon Herod's death. At the end of Jesus' 40-day fast in the wilderness and his temptation by Satan, angels come to strengthen him. And then an angel also comes to strengthen Jesus during his agony of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And on the resurrection morning, an angel rolls away the stone from the door of the tomb, not to let Jesus out, but to show, to reveal that the Lord whom death and the grave could not hold is truly risen from the dead. And then on the day of Jesus' ascension, angels again appear to the disciples, informing them that this same Jesus will come again in glory, attended by those holy angels who never tire of praising the Holy Trinity and serving us, God's children, here on earth. Whenever we celebrate the holy sacrament of Christ's body and blood, we join in the angel's song which was heard by Isaiah in his vision of the Lord of glory, and then heard also by St. John, exiled on the island of Patmos, in his vision of the heavenly worship. "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth." Sabaoth meaning the heavenly hosts, the innumerable company of angels. from earliest times to this very day, whenever the Christian people celebrate the Holy Sacrament, we join in this thrice holy hymn of the angels. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Conscious of the presence of the angels as we worship the Lord who comes in his sacrament, we are also aware of their continuing protection. As the psalmist says, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And the Lord Jesus says, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. And when the Lord Jesus speaks of these little ones, he's talking not only about little children, but also about you and me and all believers. Because in the eyes of God, we are all, every last one without exception, little ones who believe in Jesus. In the gospel for this day, there is a subtle shift in language. At its beginning, Jesus is definitely talking about a child and about children. But then he goes on to speak of the little ones who believe in me. And that's all of us, every believer, even though we sometimes don't look or act much like children of God. And so Jesus also gives a warning not to cause any of these little ones who believe in him to stumble in faith, in hope, in love. I'm sure that everybody agrees that there is something especially horrifying about cruelty to defenseless children. Yet we who in God's eyes are little ones who believe in him keep hurting one another by coldness, by perhaps ignoring the other person, by speaking a harsh word to someone, or speaking an unkind word behind someone's back. I wonder if we'd keep doing this, if we could but remember that we are all, without exception, little ones, and remember what a terrible thing it is to hurt a child. Yes, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. The Father in heaven who sent his Son to take upon him our flesh and to offer his blood to blot out our sins, so that Satan the accuser can no longer successfully accuse us, because of the shed blood of the innocent Lamb of God who has blotted out all our sin. Satan cannot successfully accuse us now nor in the hour of our death. Remember how Jesus said of poor Lazarus in the hour of his death, behold, angels came, and Lazarus was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom, carried into paradise where with Abraham and the faithful of all the ages, he would rejoice in Christ's presence and eagerly await the day when the risen Lord returns in glory and all the holy angels with him to raise the dead and welcome us into that kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world, where with all the holy angels we'll forever give him thanks and praise. In the meantime, as we are instructed in the Catechism, we conclude our prayer morning and evening by saying, "Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Thanks be to God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen."